Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
Welcome back to another episode of Ask T-Bone on the T-Bone Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Tarun Agarwal, and I love receiving questions. These questions are great. Some of them are very simple, some of them are more philosophical in nature, and some of them are clinical in nature. So if you're a listener of this podcast and you have questions, all you have to do is visit www.tbonespeaks.com and scroll down and submit your question. We never use your name, so don't be hesitant about whether you'll feel embarrassed or not. Just ask the question. And it's also a great way to leave us feedback on the show as well. So today's question was submitted. The question was, what verbal skills do you use to explain to the patient that if they need a filling, you won't be doing it? And I think really where this stems from is my proclamation that in 2017, I will no longer do fillings in my practice. And for those of you that are new or haven't heard me talk about this, let me take a couple of moments to kind of explain what I'm saying. It's not that fillings won't be done. And quite truthfully, it's not that I won't do any fillings at all. It's just that I am not a fillings dentist anymore. I honestly, it's beneath me in a way, okay? And by that, I mean, I have learned so much. I am not the same dentist. And quite honestly, fillings are the most basic of basic dental procedures you can do. And I think a first year, second year, third year dentist is more than capable of doing those. And I need to focus my time and attention on more complicated dental procedures and things that will grow me professionally and honestly provide me satisfaction. I don't get a lot of satisfaction out of doing fillings. So for those fillings that I will do in my practice, they will be part of an overall treatment plan where we may be doing two crowns and a single filling in a quadrant, or maybe it'll be an anterior bonding case, more of a cosmetic type case where the quote-unquote filling is involved there versus a traditional, hey, I've got a class two cavity and I need that filled. For that, we will allow our associate partners in the practice to take care of those things. So that's where that question kind of really comes from. And so that thing begs. Hey, I've been in practice 15 years now in my office, and I've built a relatively loyal patient base. Many patients who wait to see me, many patients who require seeing me or demand to see me, and it's flattering, but it's also a very, very scary proposition to say no to people. And I think really what it boils down to is how you explain it, the urgency that you create, and your mindset that you have and the mindset that you give to your team members. So let's talk about some ways of creating this and getting over this. So number one, I believe you have to create some scarcity. And what do I mean by that? It means that you can't continue to work 5 days a week and say you're not going to do filling. honestly, you can't work 4 days a week and say you're not going to do fillings because you're too available. You're too there. There's too much time that you have to fill. So for me to say that I'm going to do not fillings is I have to be less available. And I don't mean that I do off doing other things. It means I need to spend my time not just in the mouth, but on the practice or planning cases. Some of these complex cases take planning time. It's not just in the mouth time. It's not just chair time. There's also the mental time that goes with these. So, you know, you have to start scheduling out mental time in your schedule to work on cases, to plan your implants, to plan complex cases, to put together treatment plans, to do all of these things. And what you got to do is instead of saying, oh, I'll do that after work, you need to reach a point where you're saying, you know what, I'm going to schedule this here and the production from those cases will offset the time that it takes in the planning, or you'll charge out the planning time as part of the overall production in the case. So you have to not be available as much. So for me, if you're working 4 or 5 days a week, you're not ready to say no more fillings. For me, you have to be down to 3 days, 2.5, 2¾, 3 days, somewhere in that ballpark. And that's where I'm at personally. I'm at Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 8 to 5. And quite honestly, I'm going to cut out 2 hours on Wednesday afternoons, and I'm going to start building in time in my schedule for me to have case reviews with my treatment coordinators and assistant, because we have enough more complex cases. I don't want to use the word big cases, but complex cases. You know, even patients that need 4 quadrants of fillings and crowns and little things like that, that's a complex case. That involves planning. That involves, you know, putting together a blueprint of a plan of action that we're going to do there. So I got to start scheduling that time, or it starts eating into my personal balance, which it already has. So I need to create that time. Number two, also with scarcity, is you've got to be booked out a little bit. In other words, you can't have holes in your schedule 1 day from now, or you can't let your team members, let patients know you have holes in your schedules. I call it the cost of lost opportunity. So when you don't have holes in your schedule, when you don't have availability, that's that crown you can't say yes to that walks in with a broken tooth because you're too busy doing a filling. So we got to get there. Now, really what the question also boils down to is, how do I talk to my patient about this? And the truth is you look at your patient, you look them in the eye, and many of us want to be passive aggressive and we want our team members to do it, okay? But here's the truth. Our team members can set the stage, our team members can make suggestions, but your patients trust you. So you've got to be the one to look at them and say, Mrs. Jones, to be quite honest with you, Dr. XYZ in our practice handles all the fillings. I trust him or her to do fillings on me. I've personally trained him or her, and I know they're going to do a great job for you. I'd love to invite Dr. X to come in here and meet you so you can see why we love him or her so much in our practice. And when you look at your patients and you tell them that, they're going to be okay with it. Now, the truth is some won't, and that's okay. You know, the other way around that, so for those that aren't, then your next availability is 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks of out. Mrs. Jones, I don't want this cavity to grow. I really want to get it taken care of. Dr. X has a sooner availability than I do on my schedule. Between everything that we've got going on, my next availability is almost 2 months from now for this type of dentistry. So really, let's go ahead and get it scheduled with Dr. X. He's going to do a great job, and you're going to be very happy. You know, that's what it takes. You just have to sit down with your patient, look him in the eye, and tell him. And you know what? I say this from experience, because I struggled with this. I absolutely struggled with it. You know, part of it was my ego loved hearing patients say, I only want to schedule with you. But then the frustration set in. I was working more. I was having to work late. I was putting stress on my team, putting stress on myself. I was fitting, you know, next thing you knew, I had big cases and things were moving in the direction. Then we were filling in little spots with fillings. And these fillings take almost as much mental effort as some of these larger cases do. So just be prepared. First thing you got to do, in my opinion, is number one, you have to truly be ready for this. And that means that financially, you're stable and secure. Mentally, you're stable, secure, healthy. You know, you're all those things are in place. You have a good team around you and you're doing it for the right reason. You're doing it because, not because you're lazy, but you're doing it because your practice is ready for this. And then you got to be ready to cut down to 3 days a week. Because in my opinion, if you're just needing to work 4 days or 5 days a week, you're not ready to give away the fillings yet. Okay, so Thank you again for listening. Hopefully this has been helpful. If you have additional questions, please don't hesitate to visit www.tbonespeaks.com and submit your question.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.